यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhans Parivaraj Kacharya Stotarishat Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhans Parivaraj Kacharya Stotarishat Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada Ki Jai. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास सदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई जमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text number 28. Ete chamsa kalaha pumsaha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayanti Yuge Yuge Ete Chamsa Kalaha Pumsaha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayanti Yuge Yuge Ete Chamsa Kalaha Pumsaha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayanti Yuge Yuge. Ete, all these, cha, and, amsha, plenary portions, kalaha, portions of the plenary portions, pumsaha, of the supreme, krishnaha, Lord Krishna, tu, but, bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Swayam, in person. Indrari, the enemies of Indra. Vyakulam, disturbed. Lokam, all the planets. Mridayanti, gives protection. Yuge yuge, in different ages. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. All the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists. The Lord incarnates to protect the atheists. We are reading second half of the purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami's statement, in accordance with authoritative sources, Lord Krishna is the source of all other incarnations. It is not that Lord Krishna has any source of incarnation. All the symptoms of the Supreme Truth, in full, are present in the person of Lord Sri Krishna. And in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord emphatically declares that there is no truth greater than or equal to Himself. In this stanza, the word Swayam is particularly mentioned to confirm that Lord Krishna has no other source than Himself. Although in other places, like the incarnations are described as Bhagavan because of their specific functions, nowhere are they declared to be the Supreme Personality. In this stanza, the word Swayam signifies the supremacy as the Samam Bonam. The summum bonum Krishna is one without a second. He himself has expanded himself in various parts, oceans and particles as Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash, Tadekatma, Parabhav, Vaibhav, Vilas, Avatar, Avesh and Jivas. All provided with innumerable energies just suitable to the respective persons and personalities. Learned scholars in transcendental subjects have carefully analyzed the summum bonum Krishna to have 64 principal attributes. All the expansions or categories of the Lord possess only some percentages of these attributes. But Sri Krishna is the possessor of the attributes 100%, and his personal expansions such as Swayam Prakash and Tadekatma up to the categories of the avatars who are all Vishnu Tattva possess up to 93% of these transcendental attributes. Lord Shiva, who is neither avatar nor avesh nor in between them, possesses almost 84% of the attributes. But the jivas or the individual beings in different states of life possess up to the limit of 78% of the attributes. In the conditioned state of material existence, the living being possesses these attributes in very minute quantity, varying in terms of the pious life of the living being. The most perfect of living beings is Brahma, the supreme administrator of one universe. He possesses 78% of the attributes in full. All other demigods have the same attributes in less quantity, whereas human beings possess the attributes in very minute quantity. The standard of perfection for a human being is to develop the attributes up to 78% in full. The living being can never possess attributes like Shiva, Vishnu, or Lord Krishna. A living being can become godly by developing these 78% transcendental attributes in fullness, but he can never become a god like Shiva, Vishnu, or Krishna. He can become a Brahma in due course. The godly living beings, who are all residents of the planets in the spiritual sky, are eternal associates of God in different spiritual planets called Haridhama and Mahesh Dhama. The abode of Lord Krishna above all spiritual planets is called Krishnaloka or Goloka Vrindavan, and the perfected living being, by developing 78% of the above qualities in fullness, can enter the planet of Krishnaloka after leaving the present material body. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Svajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। So when we read the other scriptures, there might be a confusion about who is the Supreme, especially the different Puranas, Upanishads. But Srimad Bhagavatam, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, is known as Amalam Puranam. There is no fault, and it has been written by Vyasadeva in the maturity of his spiritual realization. So Srimad Bhagavatam, here we are dealing with something like the grand finale, and only the most qualified ones, they reach the grand finale. Others are already out. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically this verse and this chapter is that grand finale where demigods and others are not even discussed. So now we are discussing the best among the best, the supreme God among gods, which is the supreme form of the Lord. And after explaining about all the incarnations, Suta Goswami says, Ete chamsa kalaha pumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. So all the incarnations he has mentioned, and then he uses the word swayam bhagavan for Krishna. All the others are also gods, the incarnations of the Lord that he has mentioned. But this word specifically used, swayam, indicates Krishna's supreme position, or Krishna being the source of all incarnations. And anyone who claims to know scriptures or claims to be a spiritualist, and he does not accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, basically does not know scriptures well. It could be like a half-hand logic. Now, all these scriptures have been written by, compiled by Srila Vyasadeva. And every other spiritual master or a spiritualist is supposed to be representatives of Vyasadeva. And after compiling the 108 Upanishads, the Puranas, 18 Puranas, Vedanta Sutra, Vedas, Mahabharata, Vyasadeva, in this realization, in this highest realization, the peak of his realization, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And he begins this scripture with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I offer my obeisances to the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan. Who is that? Vasudev, son of Vasudev, that is Krishna. So anybody who accepts these scriptures must also accept the ultimate opinion of Vyasadev, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and he has compiled everything. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to give this logic, half-hand logic, where some people want to accept some portion of the scriptures, but the other portion, it doesn't appeal to them, so they reject that. Like many times people will accept, they find faults with Krishna. Oh, why did he do Ras Leela? Then we say, but he also lifted Govardhan. No, that's not true. So which scripture talks about Krishna's Ras Leela? Bhagavat. That same Bhagavat also talks about Krishna dancing on Kaliya, Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill for 7 days and seven nights. So if you're accepting Ras Leela, then we also have to accept Krishna's lifting of Govardhan Hill. So, conveniently people reject whatever doesn't appeal to them or they don't want to accept, and they accept whatever they want to accept. But anybody who has an open mind and he studies the scriptures can easily understand that Krishna is the supreme source of all incarnations. The hierarchy is, first is Krishna, then he expands himself into Balaram. Lord Balaram is the immediate expansion of Krishna. And then it is Balaram then who takes over. Because Krishna being the boss, being the supreme lord, he doesn't want to get involved because the boss doesn't have to work. So Krishna expands himself into Balaram and then Balaram starts creating everything, the spiritual world and everything that is necessary for Krishna's service. That's why Balaramji is also known as the supreme spiritual master. He teaches how to serve Krishna with so much eagerness. And then Balaramji expands himself into Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Anirudh, the first quadruple expansion. From them comes Narayan. And from Narayan comes second quadruple expansion, that is Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Anirudh, Mahasankarshan. From Mahasankarshan comes Sadashiv, the original Shiva. And from Mahasankarshan also comes Lord Mahavishnu, who creates all the universes from his bodily pores. When he exhales, all the universes come out. And when he inhales, all the universes go inside his body. So, the duration of one breath of Lord Mahavishnu is 311 trillion 40 billion years. That is the lifetime of Brahma. So, people who defy God's existence, they challenge God, they don't even know that all the Lord has to do is just inhale and everything will be finished. Not just them, but the entire universe, the entire creation will be finished. There are countless universes with countless living entities. So we have to be grateful to the Lord for everything, especially that he has such a long exhalation period, or he holds his breath for so long that he's doing where you breathe. Anunom Vilom is not doing Kapal Bhati. Every moment we would be dying. So Mahavishnu, he creates all the universes. And then he enters each of the universes. Lies down at the bottom of the universe. From his navel, a lotus flower sprouts. And on that lotus flower, Lord Brahma is born. The first created being within the universe. And then Lord Brahma is not able to see anything. He is not able to understand the source of his origin. Even though Lord Vishnu is there. So he has to qualify himself. He does tapasya. And then he is able to see everything. And this is Lord Brahma being born from Lord Vishnu. But when he recites Brahma Samhita, he understands Krishna, and Krishna also shows himself to Lord Brahma. Through his flute music, he initiates him into the Gayatri Mantra. And Lord Brahma, in his Brahma Samhita, he explains, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Ishwarah Paramah Krishnah Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. There are so many controllers. Lord Shiva is also a controller. Brahma is also a controller. And anybody who has some influence or power is a controller, is an Ishwar. But who is the Paramishwar? Ishwarah Paramah is very specific. Krishnah Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda. He is the source of everything and everyone. He does not have an origin. He does not have a source. sarva karana karanam, and he is the cause of all causes. And who is saying this? Brahma. And he is the first created being of the universe, so he knows much more than us. He has a body which is made up of intelligence. We have a body made up of five other elements, gross elements. And he has four heads to think about these things and analyze. We have one, uncontrolled. So we cannot not believe what Lord Brahma is saying. He has seen much more than us. And he says, Ishvara Paramah Krishna. And every shloka in Brahma Samhita, that fifth chapter, he ends with explaining everyone's position in relation to Krishna. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. And he gives some nice examples to understand. He says, Dipachirevahi Dashantaram Abhyupetya Dipayate Vivrita Hetu Samana Dharma Yastad Brigevahicha Vishnutaya Vibhati Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. He gives this analogy to explain Krishna's position. He says, there is one candle which is burning, and there are so many other candles lying on a table, for example. And we use this candle to light up all the other candles. And we keep this candle on the table. Although we will not be able to figure out the difference, they have the same illumination, same heat, same intensity. But still, there is one original candle which lit up all the other candles. And that candle is Krishna. That candle is Govindam. So Krishna and all his other manifestations, different incarnations, they are the same person, but in different roles. And still Krishna is the source of everyone. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. The Lord is complete. Even though many complete units emanate from him, he still remains the complete whole. So even though Krishna has expanded himself into so many forms, he still remains the complete whole. He is still complete. It's not that we have 1,000 rupees, we distribute 100 to some 9 people, we are only left with 100 rupees. Krishna, even after distributing 1,000 into trillions of forms, he still remains complete. That is the meaning of the word spirit, because his body is spiritual and he is the supreme spirit, Param Brahman. We are also spiritual, we are also spirit, but we are known as Brahma, Brahman. And Krishna is the Param Brahman. We are the soul, he is the super soul. So, after Lord Brahma is born, and he also explains, Ramadi Murtishu Kalaniya Menatishtan Nana Vatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramaha Pumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Again, the word Swayam has been used. Even though Krishna expands himself into various incarnations, Ramadi Murtishu, Rama Varaha Narsingha, etc., but he is Swayam. He is the Swayam Bhagwan. Swayam Samabhavat Paramaha Pumanyo. So Lord Brahma has seen this, and there could not be greater authority than him to verify, because he is born much before us, anybody else. And he is explaining. So this Vishnu, form of the Lord, who gives birth to Brahma, then expands himself again into that particular universe, lies down in the Kshir Sagar, the ocean of milk. And it is this Vishnu form of the Lord who is responsible for the maintenance of that particular universe. So people have a question, does Vishnu come first or Krishna? But the Vishnu that we talk about incarnating again and again comes much, much, much later in the picture. Before him there are many, many emanating from Krishna. And there are many types of Vishnus, as many universes, as many Lord Vishnus. So each universe has two Vishnu forms. One is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu lying down giving birth to Brahma, and the other one is lying down in the milk ocean. So if we carefully analyze, study these scriptures, then we will have no problem accepting Krishna being the Supreme Lord. So the knowledge about God must come from scriptures. It cannot come from Google, Wikipedia, or just because somebody sends a WhatsApp forward and somehow people believe everything that is there on WhatsApp or social media. Suppose we keep a trash can outside. So trash can, anybody can put anything inside that trash can. So everybody is allowed. So social media sometimes works like that. It can be useful. It is useful. But then when people do not have any proper guidance, then all they speak is whatever little intelligence they have accordingly. And then they just keep putting their opinions. And that's why it is very important to have a bona fide guru in life. Because we are born with a limited intelligence based on our past karma, controlled by three gunas. And if we keep thinking and taking decisions according to whatever intelligence we have, then we get ourselves into trouble. And if everyone is allowed to express their opinion, then there will be no right opinion. There are 6-7 billion people all over the planet now, and everybody thinks whatever they think and do and feel is right. So who is right? Everyone is wrong. So we are in a situation where our wrong is the wrong, but right is also wrong. And therefore we need guidance. And anybody who agrees to accept the opinion of the scriptures will have no doubts. And to understand scriptures, we have to approach a bona fide guru who teaches us on the basis of scriptures. And anybody who does not teach us based on the scriptures is not a guru, as simple as that. And anybody who teaches based on scriptures has to accept Krishna being the supreme. And we are allowed to have our favorites. That's why Krishna has expanded himself into so many different forms. Vishnu, Varaha, Narsingha, Kurma, Parshuram, Ram, Balaram, Kalki. So every living entity is an individual. They have different tastes. And therefore they are attracted to different forms of the Lord. To cater to that need, the Lord has expanded. And he also recognizes that everybody will have different attraction. So everybody is allowed to be attached to a particular form of the Lord. And the Lord appreciates that. Like Murari Gupta and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, how much ever the Lord tried, he could not give up his attraction for Lord Ramachandra because he was the incarnation of Hanuman. Similarly, the brother of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, Anupam, he also could not give up his attraction to Lord Ramachandra. Although his brothers Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they were devotees of Lord Krishna. So Krishna has so much variety. Even within his forms as Krishna, in that circle, so much variety. He manifests as black or white. And people get confused when they come to temple. The beach wala we know, but who is that the other one on the right side, the black one? We say, that is Krishna. And ye bayan side, kon hai, left side, that is also Krishna. Sab Krishna hi hai. In one section he's raised his hands, in one section he's playing his flute, in one section he's raised one hand and black. So people get confused. But this is just to cater to the needs or the tastes people have. Once a group of children had come here, small children, like the teachers keep bringing on a tour to the temple, and one devotee was trying to entertain them, educate them in what is happening. And so they're all sitting and I was sitting at the back. So Radha Gopinath Prabhu entered. So he saw the children, he got excited. So he took the mic and he started speaking to the children. So he was trying to introduce who is there there on the altar. So long story, children were giving different answers. When he came to Gopalji, black, so he said, who is this? So the children started giving different answers. He said, Vithal. So somebody said something else, something, something. One child said, Kal Bhairav. So it's so small and you are thinking, kahan se seekh kya hai ye? So Krishna has variety. And we are allowed to attach. But when we talk about principal tattva, then we have to accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Mother Lakshmi, who is so attached to Lord Vishnu, always serving his lotus feet, staying on his chest, as Srivatsa mark, even she got attracted to Krishna. Because, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, Krishna has many qualities, but primarily, because we need some number, if you say unlimited, we stop thinking. So 64 primary qualities. And Lord Vishnu has 60. Lord Shiva has 54. Brahma 49. So, four qualities Krishna has which Vishnu also does not have. Although he is also God. Because Krishna is the Supreme. Like the chairman of a person, he may delegate power to many people, but there are some powers he keeps to himself. So therefore Krishna is like that. So four qualities, essential qualities, which even Lord Vishnu does not have. Bhakta Madhurya, he is always surrounded by his sweet loving devotees. Leela Madhurya, sweet loving pastimes. Venu Madhurya, his sweet flute playing. And Leela Madhurya, his sweet pastimes. So, even Mother Lakshmi, who is spending all her time with the Vishnu form of the Lord, when Krishna is in Vrindavan performing his Ras Leela, she gets attracted. Because as Prabhupada used to explain, Krishna means all attractive. He attracts everyone, including his other incarnations. They are also attracted towards Krishna. In the 10th canto, we have this story where Mahavishnu stole the sons of one Brahmana and Arjuna had to take a vow. If he couldn't save the child, he would commit suicide, and then Krishna had to intervene when the child was lost. Arjuna was about to kill himself. And he took him to Mahavishnu's abode. And there Mahavishnu said, I only arranged this pastime so that I could have darshan of this form of yours, my Lord. So even the other incarnations of the Lord, they are attracted to Krishna's form. So Mother Lakshmi, she got attracted and she wanted entrance into the Ras Leela. But of course she was not allowed. Because she was not ready to give up the opulence of Vaikuntha, that position. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he visited South India, he was discussing this topic with Venkata Bhatt. Because he was a devotee of Vishnu form of the Lord, Narayana. And Lord Chaitanya would joke with him. They had become friends. Said, I worship Krishna, but why is it that your Lakshmi leaves and comes to my Krishna to associate with him? So, he had no clear answer. Venkata Bhatt was a simple devotee. But then Lord Chaitanya explained, because of his attractiveness, he has four special qualities. So Lakshmi Devi comes, she is not allowed entrance into the Ras Leela. And therefore she goes to perform tapasya. And even today, she is performing tapasya in Belwan, in Vrindavan. And there is a deity of Lakshmi in Belwan, where she is sitting in a meditative posture. So, Bhagavan means the possessor of six opulences. So all the forms of the Lord are complete and full in six opulences. But all those opulences are manifested in their supreme beauty in Krishna. We talk about Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu being the supreme. Ultimately, everything comes to these three personalities. But in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when the devatas go to pray to Krishna, to pray to Lord Vishnu at the Kshirasagar, to save them from the demonic forces on this planet, that time Lord Vishnu announces, he says, do not worry. Other times he says, I will come. At that time he announces, don't worry, the Supreme Personality Krishna will personally come this time. And whenever the Lord comes, all the other incarnations also join with him. And this topic has been very nicely explained in Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Through the story of Gop Kumar, he goes from one planet to the other and he sees a different form of the Lord on every planet. And ultimately he reaches Goloka, where he finds complete satisfaction. Purushottaman's story, where the Adhik Mas, it was known earlier, is crying because of being ridiculed, called as refuge, extra. She goes to Lord Vishnu, takes shelter, the goddess of that month. And Lord Vishnu, it is explained in the Puranas, he takes her by the hand to Goloka, to Krishna. So, among the different forms of the Lord, there is no competition. And there is no, like, hard feelings. Okay, why is he worshipping? They are all the same person. They are all the same person. It's just that everyone is an individual soul. And we have our own tastes. We can be attracted to Vishnu. Somebody can be attracted to Lord Ramachandra. Somebody can be attracted to Lord Krishna. And they have their own separate planets. Whoever we worship, to that incarnation's planet, we will go. So also it is mentioned in the Shatanama Stotra, talking about the supremacy. Krishna is non-different from his names. Vishnur ekaikam namapi sarva vedadikam matam tadrik nama sahasrena rama nama samam smritam. So it means, chanting one name of Vishnu gives more benefit than studying all the Vedas. And one name of Rama is equal to 1,000 names of Vishnu. So if we chant Vishnu Sahasranam full, or we say Ram once, it's the same thing. And in the Brahmanda Purana it is mentioned, Sahasranam nam punyanam sriravrityatu yatphalam ekavrityatu krishnasya namaikam tat prayachati. And if one utters Sri Krishna Nam once, one obtains the same result that comes from chanting the pure Vishnu Sahasranam three times. So one name of Ram is equal to 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu, because Ram is even more complete form of the Supreme Lord. So among the principal incarnations of the Lord, Lord Ramachandra and Lord Narasingha are considered extremely important. So, 1,000 names of Vishnu is equal to one name of Ram. And three names of Ram is equal to one name of Krishna. So, if we say three times Ram, or we say Krishna once, the same thing. If we say 1,000 names of Vishnu 3,000 times, and we say Krishna, is the same benefit, same thing. Because Krishna is the source, he is the Samam Bonam, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this way, if we analyze the scriptures, as Srila Prabhupada used to say, he writes in the Bhagavad Gita, all the saints from the past, they have accepted. Because how do people form their opinion? Either they read some book or they hear from somebody. So all the, and something which is not perceivable by their senses, not present in front of them. So we have the books in the form of scriptures, and we have the previous saints who have accepted Krishna as the Supreme Lord. So anybody who wants to, who is curious to know, who is eager to know, and have an open mind, and is eager to learn, he can go through the scriptures, and the person can verify from the past sources, the past saints, Sri Vallabhacharya ji, Ramanujacharya, or we had Nimbarkacharya ji, Madhvacharya ji. So we can easily understand Krishna's supreme position. And why not many people know about him? In the chapter where Krishna shows his universal form to Arjuna, he mentions, after that universal form, he comes back to his four-handed form. And the Lord says, this is very confidential, even for the devatas. Then he comes back to his original two-handed form. He said, this is even more confidential. So the knowledge about Krishna is extremely confidential, because he does not get involved in the material affairs of this world. As I said, he has given that, delegated that to various other forms of his, starting with Balaram, who takes care of the spiritual world. And then Lord Vishnu is in charge of the material world in that form. Only when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years back, did the world come to know that there is something called Goloka. People only knew till Vaikuntha. And they came to know about something called Radha and Krishna, and the loving affairs of Radha Krishna, the loving dealings of Krishna with the devotees. Because only Krishna can reveal himself. Because this is the most rare form, even for other incarnations. Even Lord Mahavishnu. Now he is the incarnation of Krishna. When he wants to see the two-handed form of Krishna, he has to play a trick to put a devotee in danger, because he also knows when a devotee is in danger, Krishna has to come. And it is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's very rare. Unless Krishna reveals himself, nobody can know him, not even his immediate incarnation. We see that in the Brahma Vimohan Leela. When Brahma had stolen the cowherd boys and calves of Krishna, this went on for 1 year. Krishna expanded himself because the mothers and the cows would be worried if the children and the calves did not return home. So he expanded himself into as many calves and the cowherd boys as were there. Similar features, and they went back home. So for one full year, this was going on. And the day this Leela happened, Balaramji was not there. It was his birthday. And in the Gopal Champu, it is mentioned, Krishna was waiting for everyone to come. That day, he decided to go early to the forest. But Balaramji could not come. He sent a message. He said, although I want to come with you, you had made a plan for the picnic, but I cannot because my uncle has come and he has stationed himself like a tree inside my room and he's not willing to go away. So you go ahead with your plan. पेड़ की तरह आके खड़े हो गए हैं, he says. So this went on for 1 year. And even Balaram ji could not understand, did not know that all these cowherd boys he was playing with, all these calves they were tending, they were Krishna's expansions. So unless Krishna wants to reveal himself, his immediate expansion also would not know. Only Krishna can reveal himself to the world. Not even Krishna, actually. Yeah, he can reveal himself to very confidential spiritual world, may he reveals himself. But not even to his incarnations, they have to pray, they have to work hard to take his darshan, that form of the Lord. So, Krishna can reveal, but not even Krishna when it comes to revealing himself fully, making himself easily available. Only one person can, Srimati Radharani. Because who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishna in the mood and complexion of Srimati Radharani. So when he takes on her mood, that's when the most confidential aspect of the Lord is revealed to the world. Otherwise it was kept confidential, it was kept hidden. So not even Krishna can reveal. He can, but he doesn't. Because he likes to keep himself hidden. He doesn't give himself easily. But Srimati Radharani, the goddess of compassion, she is the one who can completely reveal. And it was her compassion that revealed the glories of Golok Vrindavan, the glories of Krishna to this world, because there's nobody who knows Krishna better than her. And it's her mood that Krishna be available to everyone. Srila Prabhupada said Krishna is Radharani's property. So it's her property. So who else can just take Krishna away? Just like that. So only she can give. And it's her desire that Krishna be made available to everyone. So therefore this whole mission of Lord Chaitanya's preaching mission is the mission of Srimati Radharani, the mission of compassion. It's her mood. Even in the spiritual affairs of Vrindavan, even though Radharani is closest to Krishna, but it's her innermost desire to make sure that the other sakhis and the manjaris, they associate with Krishna more. So it's her desire. So we are sitting here, we are given the best in the worst of the Kali Yugas, and in Kali Yuga people do not have much qualification, and they are given the best, the highest, which the other devotees of other incarnations have not received, only because of her compassion. So this is her mission. All our great acharyas are her associates. And the movement is still continuing. So only Srimati Radharani can give Krishna. Only she can reveal Krishna, because she is the only one who knows Krishna fully. Prabhupada said even Krishna does not know himself fully. He has to take the mood of Radharani to understand himself. So only who understands Krishna fully and who has complete control over Krishna can reveal Krishna to us. And the confidential, the subject matter of Radharani is also very confidential. Not even in the Vedas it is mentioned. So when she decides to reveal Krishna, it's her desire. When Krishna takes the mood of Radharani, he takes the complete mood. So one aspect of the mood is, let Krishna be made available to everyone, even to the most unqualified. And that's what is happening in Kali Yuga. So that's why it is easily available to us. Otherwise, it's very confidential. It's subject matter of Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. And therefore, we are fortunate and grateful to Srila Prabhupada, who revealed it to all of us. It has come down to us through our worshipable Guru Shishya Parampara. And it is still continuing, and we hope and pray it continues. Srila Prabhupada's disciples asked Prabhupada once, what did we do to deserve this? Something which even Prahlad and Dhruva did not get, we are getting it. What is our qualification? Prabhupada said, you had no qualification. I made your qualification. He humbly said that. So when we realize what we have received, we can simply be grateful every moment. And then automatically our complaining attitude and everything will just go into the background when we know what we are getting. Once somebody asked His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj that you went through so much in life, so much struggle, but we have never heard you utter even a single word of complaint in your life. So Maharaj said, if you simply realize what you are going to get through this process, you will simply cry tears of ecstasy and roll on the ground in ecstasy. So when we keep our mind focused on what we have received rather than on what we have not received or lost, what we have lost, we will only be grateful. What we are getting is the best and from the best. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.